You took one of my all-time favorite Florida stories and made it the central character of this book. How did you come to this topic?
My oldest son sent me the newspaper clipping from the Keys about that very unusual car accident, and I had it on my corkboard for, I don't know, a couple years probably, trying to figure out how to work it into a novel or if I could even improve on it for a novel. And I ended up just deciding I would start a book with this weird car accident where the woman is driving down US 1 doing some personal grooming and crashes into a car full of tourists in front of her. And shaving while driving is not something we normally worry about on the road. But anyway, I just thought it was such an unusual thing, I had to work it in somehow.
Legislature hasn't passed a law against that yet, though.
I think that's the one and only time it's happened. I hope it doesn't catch on. But I just took what was in reality an accident and thought about it and said, what if this was intentional? You know, we have people in South Florida that stage car accidents all the time for insurance payments. So I thought I would twist that into something a little more exotic for the purposes of Razor Girl.
You have a handful of characters you bring back now and again, and this time you brought back Andrew Yancey. What made you come back to Andrew's story?
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever had the same character sort of in consecutive novels. And what happened was I'd written a novel called Bad Monkey, and Yancey was in that book. He's sort of a defrocked police detective, and he got busted down to being a health inspector, you know, what we call roach patrol. And he's inspecting restaurants and kitchens and all that stuff, and he's trying to get his badge back. And at the end of Bad Monkey, I didn't really advance his career very much, so I was feeling bad about it. I thought, I'll give him another shot.
Well, it's nice to see, even though the book is not centered here, Pensacola did get a little mention in the novel. Thanks for that.
I get up there now and again. I've got some good friends up there. And Florida used to be, in the old days, if there was weird, bizarre news, it was usually coming out of South Florida. And these days, it comes from everywhere. I get clippings from all over the state on a consistent basis. So I have to include the whole state when I start weaving these stories in.
So we end up with an artisan chicken farm. That's kind of nice. That's...
Well, you know, I get fascinated by this whole reality TV thing, and especially the trend towards sort of redneck reality TV, and being an older white guy from the South, I'm fascinated with America's fascination with that culture. And so I thought it would be funny if you had people sort of pretending to be Louisiana chicken farmers, but reality is they're in Pensacola, they're in the panhandle, and they're... They don't really know much about chicken farming, but it makes for good television. You know, if you watch these shows, and of course they defy satire, and that's the challenge. Try to write something more absurd than what exists.
A lot of your novels have to do with environmental themes. You kind of have one in this one with invasive species. You know where I'm going, aren't you?
Yeah.
Gambian pouched rats.
Wait a minute. It's a giant Gambian pouched rat.
Exactly.
Not just any pouched rat.
Where did you come up with these guys?
Well, I lived in the Keys for a number of years, and every once in a while there'd be a news story that there would be a sighting of a giant Gambian pouch rat, and these are the world's biggest rats. And they were seeing them in the Lower Keys, and what happened was there was a time when people were importing these things as pets, believe it or not. So this guy just, in Big Pine Key area somewhere down, he just let the rats go. He had a little collection that he was breeding, and I guess he felt bad for them, so he let them loose. And they're still down there, and you don't see a lot of them. But just the idea that they're sort of, you know, lurking around, it was appealing to me as a novelist. So I decided to make the giant Gambian pouch rats a restaurant problem for the hero in Razor Girl, for Yancey, that, you know, he's called to a restaurant where there have been sightings of these mammoth rodents, and I thought it was a worthy adversary for him.
What do you consider yourself? I mean, you're a columnist, you're a mystery writer, a crime writer, a satirist. What goes on your business card?
The column has always, I've been with the Herald, since 1976. So, I mean, to me, it's my week is sort of anchored around the Sunday column I write. But obviously, I spend a lot of time on the books, and I write the novels for kids now, too, and I alternate. So I don't know what I would put down in terms of the resume. You know, I always am a little leery when I hear the term crime fiction, because almost every piece of fiction you can read going back to the beginning of time is about a crime. It might be a crime of the heart. It might be a crime of the soul. But the crime is what makes the stories, the conflict, the struggle between what's right and wrong and all that kind of stuff. So I don't see myself as a crime novelist. I write in the contemporary world about what's really happening in a place that I care about, Florida.
Again, the name of Carl Hiaasen's latest novel is Razor Girl. It's just out in paperback from Penguin Random House Books. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.